Hey, good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Rachel Bade. It's Wednesday, July 10th. The firewall surrounding Joe Biden's presidential campaign seems to be holding, at least for now. After almost 2 weeks of hand-wringing, many Washington Democrats spent yesterday reluctantly falling in line with Biden, or just saying nothing at all. Only one new Democrat, Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey, joined the ranks calling for him to go, and that's only 7 lawmakers total. But to focus on that small number is to miss the storm roiling behind the scenes. Most senior Democrats remain 100% convinced that Biden will lose to Donald Trump, and they privately want him to gracefully bow out, even as they publicly support the nominee. And under the surface, there's a bubbling anger over Biden's insistence on digging in, with some Democrats even hoping that he stumbles again, and soon, so they can try to rally the ranks to force him out. And joining me now to discuss all of this drama on Capitol Hill is Congress reporter Nicholas Wu. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rachel.
So, Nick, let's start with a little bit of a recap of yesterday. You covered this very high-stakes Democratic caucus meeting where, obviously, the future of Biden as the nominee was the prime topic. What are we hearing and what do we know after that?
Well, yesterday's meeting, which was held at an offsite party headquarters, was described to me and my colleagues by our sources as what was really a sad venting session for Democrats on all different ends of the caucus. House lawmakers got up to speak in defense of President Biden, whereas others who have already publicly come out against the president, like Lloyd Doggett, like Mike Quigley, reiterated their positions inside their caucus meeting for why Biden should step aside and why they needed a new nominee. What was notable, though, was that in this meeting, no new voices spoke up against Biden. But what played out throughout the day was that Democrats came out of the meeting, clearly not having any kind of consensus, perhaps stemming the tide of defections on Biden for now. But later in the afternoon, Congressman Mikey Sherrill came out and became the 7th House Democrat to publicly call on Biden to step aside as the nominee. So even as members are publicly saying that they support Biden, that they support the Democratic ticket, there are still plenty of other Democrats who harbor private reservations about his candidacy and his viability as a candidate. And they are slowly making these private reservations public.
Yeah, I thought one thing that was really interesting to me that happened yesterday morning was how we saw Jerry Nadler and actually Jim Himes as well basically say they support Biden. And this came just, 24, 48 hours after, on a private call with Jeffries and his ranking members, Nadler became one of the first voices in that call to say Biden needs to go. Jim Himes, my understanding is, did something similar and was venting about how Biden would make them lose not just the White House, but the House and the Senate. And yet both of those people came out and were like, we support Joe Biden. Not a good sign for the defectors here who want Biden to go. But just going back to what you said, Nick, why aren't more Democrats coming out? I mean, is it a fear of retaliation? Like, what is holding them back? They often criticize Republicans, or have over the years, for falling in line despite concerns about Trump. You know, Republicans are sort of notorious for doing this. Now we're seeing it on the other foot here where, you know, Democrats have these concerns, but they're not voicing them.
I think it's a dynamic that we see a lot in politics. No one ever wants to be first. And even though there's a little over a half dozen House Democrats who have come up publicly saying that they want a new Democratic presidential nominee, no Democratic senator has joined them yet. And there hasn't quite been a groundswell from within the party to push Biden aside. Very few members want to stick their neck out, perhaps out of fear of retaliation, out of fear for their future political career. At the same time, Democrats I've talked to in the caucus say that there's still plenty of discontent, and a lot of eyes are going to be on the press conference the president holds on Thursday at the NATO conference.
Absolutely.
It's another one of these unscripted events, and a perhaps higher stakes one than some of the other events the president has done lately. And so this will be determinative for a lot of Democrats on where they go on the president's candidacy.
There's almost this Machiavellian approach that we're seeing right now by some of the Biden allies. You know, the Biden campaign was smart this week to organize with the Congressional Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus coming out to support them too, and these high-ranking progressives like AOC saying that she backs, you know, Biden after he called her this weekend. Really smart on their part to organize. And I I definitely think it made people think twice, but they still have the same concerns, right? It's not mollifying their worries or alleviating their worries, I should say. It's just sort of, you know, maybe putting them at bay for now. Let's talk about the Senate briefly. We keep hearing senators say that Joe Biden needs to do more to show that he's worthy of the nomination. I mean, to me, that just sounds like, you know, what do you even mean? Like I'm like, okay, you're not calling on for him to step aside. Like, you're not saying you support him. It seems very wishy-washy. Do we have any idea what Democrats are looking for him to do? Like, can he even fix this at this point?
It really depends on who you talk to. I was particularly surprised to see the statement recently from Patty Murray, the president pro tem and one of the most senior Senate Democrats, saying that she needed to hear more from Biden, especially when she had been one of the Democrats who had gone on the record to denounce the Wall Street Journal's reporting recently about private Democratic concerns about the president's sharpness and viability as a candidate. That was a pretty stark departure. Democrats I've talked to say that, you know, when it comes to what they actually want to see from the president, it's a lot more unscripted events, a lot more interactions with voters, places where they can see him interact with the public without teleprompters, without the protective cocoon that is often around the president. So, you know, that's part of why there are going to be so many eyes on the NATO conference on Thursday.
Careful what you wish for in that regard. I mean, I think I asked Senator Sheldon Whitehouse as he was coming out, I was like, well, what do you want? And he mentioned that, you know, the unscripted things. And I was like, well, what if Biden can't do those? And he's like, I'm not going to comment on that. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I bet you're not. Let's talk briefly about the leaders here. Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, both reiterating their support for Joe Biden yesterday. Although, you know, the video of Jeffries doing it sort of made me laugh. He said what he said, and then this week he's like, you know, I've already commented on this. I have nothing more to say. Like, you can tell there's just not no passion behind it, right? Like, what do we know about what these leaders actually think?
They're keeping their cards pretty close to their chest. Leader Schumer came out and said several times, I'm with Joe, and left it at that. And, you know, he's someone who very clearly has his Senate majority on the line, and he has several members in very tight races who very well could have concerns about having Biden at the top of the ticket and what that could mean for them. Now, for Leader Jeffries, on the other hand, in the House, he is someone who has to contend with all of these different parts of the Democratic caucus. He's a relatively new leader. On the one hand, he has the Black caucus, the Hispanic caucus, these very well-established leaders in the party, some of his ranking members, who are very firmly in the Biden camp and are very pro-Biden sorts of folks. On the other hand, there are, you know, several members who are outspoken and plenty of others who are privately expressing concerns to him, who would very much like to see a change at the top of the ticket. So every Democrat I've talked to has described Jeffries as being in a kind of listening mode with his caucus. He's been convening meetings with lawmakers or to just hear out everyone's concerns. And that's the way he's kind of playing it for now. And I think how exactly he comes down and the end depends on where the caucus moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, Nick, we'll be watching closely. Have fun up there amid the chaos.
Thanks, Rachel.
And as for the rest of your schedule today, the House and Senate are in with the Democrats' meltdown absolutely continuing. And in the morning, President Biden will stop by a meeting of national union leaders at the AFL-CIO headquarters in D.C. He'll spend the rest of the day participating in a variety of activities related to the NATO summit, including a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Keir Starmer of the United Kingdom. I'm Rachel Bade. Thanks for listening.